This is the Closet Geek, episode 61 for November 6th. It's not the 6th.
It's the 7th.
Welcome it's the 7th for 2014.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek, and Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own. Closet Geek!
Hey guys, and welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out. The podcast where four, count them, four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek. To bring you the best and latest geeky news, I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and with me, I have my three brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Hello!
Awesome! Hello.
And welcome, once again, to the Closet Geek.
Yeah, so I had in the show notes, because we were originally going to record yesterday on the 6th, and so I'm like, wait, that's not right. I never changed it in the show notes. So, my bad. But anyway, hi guys, how's it going?
Great.
Hey.
How's it going with you?
Awesome.
I'm doing well, except I'm getting picked on by my big brothers, but that's okay.
And that's new because
I'm like...
That's... Well, because we usually pick on Mike, not me.
Aha! Not this time. Hiya!
All right, well, let's go to our first segment of the show.
This week in Geek!
This is the segment where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week and things that we can recommend for you guys to go check out for yourselves. So, Ryan, why don't you start us off this week?
Let's see. I just finished putting hair on a new... it wasn't a new tarful, it was an old tarful.
Oh, you redid it.
It was my first tarful. Yeah, I redid all the hair.
Okay.
And fixed the mechanics inside, and it's gluing right now. Hopefully it won't... fall off.
So when you did the tarful, did you use a different mold, or did you use your standard Chewbacca?
I have a different mold for tarful.
For tarful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many tarfuls have you done?
I've done four.
Okay, but Marcus was the first.
Yeah.
See, I didn't even realize that. I didn't realize you were doing tarfuls as well as Chewies. I just thought you were just doing Chewies, and you just did tarful that one time.
Nope.
Now, did you base the mold on his head or yours?
Surprise!
It was on his head.
It's
Marcus.
On his head.
Yeah. I thought you have pictures of him getting the mold on his head.
Yep.
Yeah. Where you did the live cast.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was a long time. That was 2011.
That's so, always a fun process.
Yeah. So hopefully,
hey, I'd do it.
Hopefully, the changes I've made, I feel that the changes I've made are an upgrade. But because he needs the mask back so quickly, I've been trying to. I don't know if I'm rushing, but I feel like I'm rushing.
Uh-oh.
So, but it will be good. Then I'm doing some more Wookiee kits. I started a big run on Wookiee kits. I've got like 10 to do.
Wow.
So completed I've completed two.
Awesome.
But that's good. 10 kits?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's pretty good. I wish that all that money would go into my pocket though.
Right.
It's a lot of overhead.
So your gross profit. What is your gross profit off of those things? Like, do you have enough to, I mean, you had to buy all the supplies and everything. I imagine not everyone realizes that when you're making everything, but I imagine you have enough money, but then it just goes back into probably making your new costume.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's see, off the price that I quote people, what goes into my pocket is probably, one-third or less.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Time to redo those prices.
Well, it's a good thing you're doing 10 of them.
Well, it's... The problem is I have raised my prices and nobody wanted to buy them.
Okay.
At this point, I'm making it enough at the current price that I'm fine with it. So I might just leave the price lowered. It all depends on
everything. It's hard to know where to set that at.
Yeah, it's gone up and down over 2 years.
Right.
You know, varies a lot. Also, you know, demand for Wookiees goes up and down depending on when people want to make theirs and buy kits.
Go up in a year.
Yeah, I figured there will be a lot of interest with the new Chewbacca.
Yep.
Everyone wants.
Because you'll have to figure out, like, okay, Chewbacca, 30 years. Okay, where have the highlights happened? You know, where is he going gray? You know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I want to do that version.
Does he have the same bandolier?
I don't know.
New bandolier. Come on.
But I'm definitely going to do that version.
Yeah.
When it comes out.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, I think so too. And then I've been reading some comic books. I'm caught up to everything.
Have you been reading the new Axis series, miniseries?
No, actually.
Oh,
no.
You haven't. Okay, you haven't read Axis. Sorry.
No. Mm-mm. No, I'm just kind of. I don't know. I like to wait until the trade paperback comes out and then binge read it all.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, because I know that recently you've been, like, on a you went on the big Fantastic Four kick.
Binge.
And, I mean, now knowing that you just got caught up and now they're going to end
it. They're going to be
canceled. Yeah.
That would be like
discovering Lost on its final season, getting caught up and then realizing, oh wait, there's only one season left. Yeah. Going through all of that, getting all invested in the characters and then going, wait, right. What? It's over? Yeah, that's too bad.
I've been looking at a lot of cartoons. I rewatched Justice League Doom. And Justice League Crisis on Two Earths.
That's a good one.
I enjoyed your review of Star Wars Rebels.
Oh yeah, my little. Do they call those? Not a highlight, soundbite. Right. It's a soundbite that's not recorded as sound.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying either. But
what
I
I'm saying
it.
Is,
whatever
thank
it was,
you.
I liked it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good, and I'm slowly coming around to the Flash.
Oh, okay.
I'm like
you're pushing your way through it.
If you, I started watching season 3 of Arrow.
Yeah.
I'm 4 episodes in.
Yep.
There's still snippets side by side with Flash, you know,
oh, yeah.
He gets the phone call, you know, I'm back, you know, it's 9 months later, you know.
Well, and on the Flash, you had Felicity.
Right.
Yeah.
On
well,
the Flash.
Now, what's nice, cool. though, is it was interesting
because
if you watch.
Who is that girl? I don't know who that girl is. And then she looks so familiar because I saw the first season, right, of Arrow.
Oh, right.
But that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And
well, what's really cool is.
It out.
Is the 4th episode of Flash, where Felicity is the guest star, works directly side by side with episode 3 of season 3 of Arrow.
Yep.
You find out why she has to call in to work in the Flash, you know, like, why is she acting so differently? You know, I started watching season 3 and I'm like, what? And then you know, everything happens and it makes sense.
Which one do you have to watch first?
It actually doesn't matter.
No.
Which one airs first?
Well,
Flash airs first.
Flash does air first.
So Flash is on, I think, Wednesday nights. Tuesday nights. And then Arrow is on Wednesday nights. So whenever they – so if you are going to, like, binge watch, you need – you technically
more water
should watch them like coincide with one another, right. Because mm-hmm. you'll end up, if you watch like a whole run of episodes in a row and then watch the other show of a whole run of episodes, you're like, oh, that's what that was, you know. Whereas if you watched uh-huh. them along with each other,
yeah,
then it's
kind
makes
of what I did
sense,
since
but...
I just caught up with Arrow.
Yeah,
I did a lot of the oh
right. It makes
which
yeah,
is fun.
It's fun. Yeah, it is fun. I agree.
So oh, and hey, Ryan, I think you made a post about Snowpiercer.
Oh
that
yeah,
came to Netflix. So I was like, oh yeah, we talked about that when we reviewed it way back when. For
yeah. I was
and
surprised
so
it came to Netflix.
So I watched
it yeah.
so quickly.
I watched it and I enjoyed it. But I don't think I'll ever watch it again.
Oh, you know, man. I think it's so awesome. I want to watch
know.
It again.
Just talking about it, you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go watch it. It kind of creeped me out.
Perfect.
But, oh, that means a lot coming from Mike.
Yeah, it
takes a lot to creep Michael out.
It does.
That's right.
It does. And it's what. And the thing is what bugs me is how it ended.
No, that's
because
perfect.
Like everybody dies.
That's
everybody.
The way. Oh,
spoiler!
Oh, spoiler!
Oh,
you gotta at least say that it's gonna be
dude,
a spoiler.
It's a dystopian film. Everybody dies in the dystopian.
No,
film.
Man, he is totally just ruining the end for you guys. Sorry, man.
Hey,
no, it doesn't ruin
well,
it.
I
completely disagree. I throughout the whole film, I was going. There's only one solution to this. Everyone has to die. That's what I was thinking. And I was like, it happened, and I was like, yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, even the people you think survive don't.
So Michael didn't like that there was no happy ending. It was a happy ending.
Philosophically,
it was a half
absolutely.
A happy
and
ending.
I think that's why I felt it was kind of creepy. It was just kind of like, it was one ending and another beginning kind of thing.
It means doing the right thing, even if the right thing means getting killed in the process type of situation. Gosh, we're ruining the whole thing.
Yeah, you really are.
I didn't.
Thanks for that.
Continue
it
on.
Was Michael's fault.
You are welcome, Internet
ooh,
World.
Ooh, spoilers.
Still,
we watched it.
I enjoyed
besides
it.
That.
I enjoyed it. It just... kind of creeped me out.
It's still worth watching.
Yes,
even
absolutely.
If you know
even if you
that
know what's
everyone
going.
Dies.
It doesn't change how it happens. That's all still exciting.
They're going to die one way
die.
Or the other.
Well, it's like watching a horror film. You know everybody's going to die, but you don't know how they're going to die.
Except for the lone single female.
Right.
Or the token black guy.
No, the token black guy always dies first.
Yeah, always dies.
Yeah,
man.
I was like, what? Like, didn't you watch Cabin in the Woods?
No.
That
no,
was
I
a
didn't.
Good one. Oh, man. That was a good one.
That was yeah. an ending I didn't see coming, which I liked.
That was another ending that is just like Snowpiercer. Everyone dies.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's true.
And it's
but
also
it's
a philosophical ending. Where
it's true. It is also a philosophical ending. But it's a horror film where Snowpiercer, I didn't really view it as...
No, it's,
I don't know,
it's not. It's
I don't know. It just made me think the whole time. It made me go, I wonder if this is what would actually... how society would turn out.
It's worth watching. I could go
yes.
on about it, but we don't want to waste time.
Right. Watch it.
All right.
Mike.
Oh, sure,
go.
Since I'm talking.
That's right.
So this last week, SLC Anime met up, and we hung out at our place, which was fun. I always like hosting everybody. And we reviewed Chrono Crusade. And when I think when we podcast last time, I was on episode 14, and I said, oh, you know, it might get interesting. Yeah, I didn't get into this at all. I did finish it. I watched all 24 episodes. I ended up giving it a 4.5 out of 10. The animation was great. The music was great. There was crappy character development, and the story could have been wrapped up in 11 to 12 episodes instead of 24. So there was just a lot of stuff that just didn't work out for me personally. Others might love it. However, we all did agree that it was great possibilities for cosplay because the costumes were pretty cool.
Yeah, but if it's a show no one likes, who's going to want to dress up as it?
Yeah, but overall, it got a 6 from the club. So overall, it didn't completely flunk because some people loved it and some people didn't. It reminds me of when the show that you guys teased me about, Irregular at Magic High School, got a 5.5 overall from the club. And I gave it a 9, and others gave it like 5, where this one I gave it 4.5, and somebody else gave it a 9. So it just goes to show there's
so what does that tell you,
there's no
listeners?
Accounting for taste. I suck. All right, so the new anime this month is called Terror in Resonance, and it's new this well, it was new the summer season of, or the spring season of 2014, excuse me. So all 11 episodes have aired, and so it's all completed, and it's actually a really great show. I enjoyed it.
Now, what is going on with like the latest trend in anime where they only do like, it's almost like they only do half seasons now, instead of doing a full 22 or, you know, or 26 episodes.
Well, part of it is how Japanese television has changed, and the format of what a season is and so forth has changed in Japan. So back in the day, you know, you had this 23 to 26 episode format, and that format has slightly changed. Now some shows still do the same 26 episode format, but then you have these half season shows that
we're seeing that in
11 to 13
yeah.
episodes.
We're seeing that in regular TV now, though.
Correct.
As well.
I mean, look,
because there's a lot of popular shows that people have enjoyed more because it's just 13 episodes, and then that's the season. Breaking Bad was a good example
of that. Yeah,
Doctor Who's another example. Game of Thrones. They're, you know, if you give them 1 hour.
Yeah, but Game of Thrones is it a full hour or is it a 2 hour episode?
They're usually an
hour. I thought each episode was 2 hours.
No. In Doctor Who, the episodes are 44 minutes without commercials, you know. But yeah, so Terror in Resonance follows two 17-year-old boys who end up, within the first two episodes, end up bombing the government building in Tokyo.
Okay.
And so they're terrorists. So instead of following the police force who is trying to track down these terrorists, you're actually following the terrorist storyline, and you find out, you know, why they're doing what they're doing and what their goals are and what their purpose is. And you find out there's a very interesting underlining story to it all. But in all of their doings, this isn't a spoiler, but in all of their doings, in their very first bombing, nobody gets hurt. It's just all property damage.
Sure, so, you won't spoil your precious anime.
But Snowpiercer, man, everybody dies in the end. Come on. I didn't think of that as a spoiler at all.
Can you not?
What?
I totally give away the end of the movie, but it's not a spoiler.
It's like, you know, telling people back in the day, you know, hey, Darth Vader is Luke's father,
what?
You know.
What?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's like when the Harry Potter people were waiting in line for the books, and the first person would buy the book, and he would open the last chapter or something. It's like
Dumbledore dies.
Dumbledore dies.
Everybody's like, no.
I didn't ruin it. It was just the last chapter.
People cry.
That's funny.
I didn't think of that as being a spoiler.
It was just the most important part of the movie. That's all.
Point taken.
All right.
But it was 11 episodes. I've already watched it all because it was really good. I've also today I watched a show called Your Lies in April, which is an interesting show about a kid who had issues and he's trying to come to terms with them. So I'm watching it because I liked the Nodame Cantabile. So I liked that musical show. So I'm watching this.
Stop clicking your pen.
Sorry. Sorry. I know, bad. But since I start my new job next week, I've been really hitting Final Fantasy 14 hard this week. So I'm getting all of the stuff done that I'm trying to get done. But, of course, all the TV shows. Although, something I noticed is a lot of TV shows didn't have their episodes this week. And I was trying, but I don't know. I think it made maybe because of Election Day, but I'm not sure.
Ooh,
maybe.
Because, yeah, there was, like, all these...
We're not talking about that on this show.
All these shows that I watched didn't have episodes this week, so it caught me off guard.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So anything that aired on Tuesday didn't.
Didn't.
And a lot of stuff that aired on Monday didn't.
Right.
So
a lot of shows are already ending in their mid-season. For the fall. It's like their fall finale. I'm like, what? Yeah. Already?
Yeah, I know.
But
right?
When you think about it, I mean, Thanksgiving is what, 2 weeks? Well, three weeks.
It boils down to that newer, shorter format we were discussing.
Well, and that's why a lot of like the major networks are doing like a different show. Like, for example, like with S.H.I.E.L.D., they're going to run like, I think, 13 episodes, and then they're going to take a break, and then they're going to run Agent Carter for 10 episodes.
Yeah.
And then they're going to run S.H.I.E.L.D. again for 13. So they're doing a lot of that. And even with there's this it doesn't really matter. But I've noticed that a lot of shows are ending quickly. But then there's like another bigger show that's kind of running in the same slot for a short period of time. And then they will come back in the spring.
Well, John, since you're talking, you go.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. Okay, yeah, I'm done. No, I'm just kidding. I haven't really done a whole lot. I did get all caught up with Sword Art Online 2.
Yeah.
I was really pleased, really happy with this and they've already wrapped and finished with the story that they were it was almost like we were just
the dungeon dive.
Yeah, it was like we were just following them along as they went on this dungeon run.
Yeah.
And it was cool. I mean, it's like, all right, that's awesome. So now they completed the quest, the dungeon run is done, and now they're like, okay. So then the next, I think, 5 episodes are going to be a different storyline. And so
they have cool new stuff.
Yeah, so it's going to be – so I was really pleased because – I didn't really get into the gun part of
Gun Gale.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. So I was really excited when they went back to Alfheim Online.
But, you know, what's funny is,
well, I liked that though. It's like how he's going in there with his lightsaber and taking on people with their guns.
Yeah,
that was cool.
I mean, there were definitely parts that were fun to watch, but all in all, the whole story was like, eh. I wasn't really
invested.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was more to introduce the new character with a side story than everything else.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But besides that, you know, just kind of, you know, getting caught up with the Geek TV and various different shows there. I just finished Cold Days, which is the Dresden Files. And I'm on to the new Dresden Files. Well, not new, but the next one in the series.
Next,
the next one in the series. I think the next is called Skin Job. And but the big thing that I've been doing this week is preparing to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Dun dun.
Woo! So
with us,
We finally figured out that we're just going to go ahead and just do it
via Skype.
Try it.
So
we're going to try it, Skype it.
We're going to play this. I mean, it's going to be a pretty big group. I think there's like,
it's a big group.
There's 7 characters. So it's like, ooh, okay. So it's not really an adventuring group. It's more of a company. That's,
yeah.
That's right.
So
we're
our own guild.
That's right. So I've been so I'm DMing. So I've been brushing up on the new rules and
I like the combat rules for the
getting
D&D
the new getting the adventure ready. So it'll be a lot of fun. So we're gonna fire that up tomorrow night and
we'll record it.
We're gonna record it
and we'll edit it. And
yes,
then we'll release.
There will
it.
Be lots of editing.
There will
that.
Be plenty
yeah.
post production.
So, but yeah, so that's been pretty fun. I'm excited. I'm excited to play tomorrow night.
Me too.
I'm totally stoked. I haven't gamed in months.
Yeah, that's true. Because you quit your
because I dropped
your
out
job
of my
so crazy.
Yeah, so it's been almost a year for me.
Wow.
since I've role played.
It's been like 13 years for Ryan.
Yeah.
That's true.
Pretty much.
Yes. Suck you back in.
And we're excited.
I still
it's
have to
fun.
Finish my character.
Yeah, and we're playing
like tomorrow.
Ryan says, numbers always fall onto the paper the easy
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, Ryan did write his character background already.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, John, what'd you think about that?
I didn't have a chance to read it yet. Did you post it?
Are you serious? No, I put it in Dropbox.
You put it in Dropbox for
you. Oh, that's right. You told me, and I'm sorry, I totally forgot. But, yeah, I'll definitely do that before we game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, and you'll need to update your character stuff, Barry, for you and Crystal.
I will.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, you only put yourself down as
plus
one
for proficiencies, bonuses.
Everybody
you know
gets plus two.
Yeah.
The reason why is because in the beta version.
We're way off topic here.
I know. We're like, all of a sudden we start talking about D&D. Like,
we got right.
Anyway, we can talk about that later.
Yeah, weekly.
No, it's okay.
Good.
Hey. But no, well,
welcome
talking about D&D, that was a. I did, finished up my characters, obviously need some tweaking, but Crystal and I, we challenged ourselves to write extensive backgrounds for our characters, and so we've been having a really fun time doing that.
Part of your monthly NaNoWriMo thingy, whatever?
Yeah, well, we're not going to do the NaNoWriMo, but we actually thought it would be fun to do challenges for writing for each other. So we're just going to do, like, short stories, and so we're going to start with our D&D characters.
Cool. Cool.
So, also, a lot of my geeky stuff this week has been heavily involved with podcasting.
Oh, yeah?
Because I have begun Sweet Kicks with Bricks, which is my podcast where I highlight game Kickstarters, whether they be board game or video game. And had the first episode come out this week. It used to be a segment on a video game podcast called The Final Score, but that went on hiatus, and I was encouraged by the owner of the network to continue on with Sweet Kicks with Bricks because he said it was a solid show. So I've been contacting lots of Kickstarter people. I have interviews scheduled for next week already, and I'm going to try to do 2 shows a week.
Woo!
So we're gonna attempt that. So every Tuesday and Thursday, hopefully have a new Sweet Kicks with Bricks come out.
Nice.
We'll see how that works. Also, just doing a lot of prepping for Breaking Rumors. I'll be recording that tomorrow sometime.
Cool.
And then I recorded, my wife and I decided, Crystal wanted to get into podcasting. So we decided we were going to start our own podcast about parenting, because we've listened and to other parenting podcasts, but we have yet to find one that's a husband and a wife doing a podcast. It's always either like two moms or like friends doing it. And so we wanted to do that, and it was lots of fun. We recorded our first episode yesterday, and we plan on probably recording maybe a couple of more episodes before we get it out there.
We're gonna call it,
and it's called The Clown Car.
The Clown Car.
Oh, man.
Because we are the ringleaders of our own circus. So, and there's actually a story behind why we call it the clown car, and we talk about that in the first episode. So, and so essentially with all of that, Closet Geek Studios has now been born.
Yeah.
Woo!
So,
that means we
if
have
you actually go,
four podcasts now.
Yeah. So if you actually go to our website, the title is now Closet Geek Studios instead of The Closet Geek. Because I'm already posting Breaking Rumors and Sweet Kicks with Bricks on our webpage. And so, and it's all in our iTunes feed all together. So people can get, they only have to subscribe to one feed and they get all three shows and you can listen to the ones you want to. So yeah, it's happening.
It's happening.
It's kind of crazy, but it's happening. So yeah, that's really what I've been doing this week. So,
so we're still at theclosetgeek.net, but now
correct.
We're
yeah,
Closet just, Geek Studios.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. The address has
and this
changed.
Show yeah. Still theclosetgeek.net.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. That's it for this week in Geek. Let's go to the next segment of the show. Oh, fail. The Weekly Geek. So this is the segment where we talk about geeky news, things that are going on, and quite a bit of stuff happening this week that will be worthy to talk about. So it's kind of fun. And also just a side note, right now BlizzCon is going on, so Blizzard is making a lot of announcements for their stuff going on, and we'll definitely talk more about that probably next week as well. But there was lots of movie news this week.
P.S. Bill Durant just tweeted his 360 image.
I saw that. That was cool.
They've got that
Matrix
style 360
photo.
Yeah. I totally want to get, like, there.
Yeah. Well, we can get press passes next year, and we'll go as the Closet Geek.
Oh, speaking of
there
press
you go.
Passes.
We're going to Closet Geek Studios.
I'm about to submit my application for press status for San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh. And
wow.
So we'll see.
Weren't you going to also look into E3?
I did.
So we could do our...
Apparently, even if you are approved to gain access to the show, you still have to buy tickets. And the entry ticket is
$800.
Wait.
So
what?
It's definitely not for, you know, it's really is an industry show. And so they expect that, you know, your company's going to cover the cost of these tickets.
It's going to, make the investment.
You know, I'll have to look more into that, but I think that is true. Now, Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, I don't know if once you're accepted as press, if you just get in based on your press badge or if you still have to purchase a ticket as well, but it takes about, once you submit your application, it takes about 6 weeks, but they did say specifically that podcasters, you know, they have like a separate podcast entry.
Category.
Yeah, category. Thank you. So that, you know, as long as you've done, I think they said that as long as you've done at least three related podcasts in the last 18 months and can show an archive, you know, back that far. And I'm like, okay, cool. So, yeah, so we would probably qualify. I just have to.
We can do
yeah,
that.
I just have to submit it.
That's easy enough.
Anyway. So, movie news. Do we want to talk? There's, like, basically two big categories of
Star
movie
Wars.
News this week. Star Wars and superheroes.
Star Wars.
So, let's talk about Star Wars. So, Star Wars has officially wrapped up production.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
They are done.
Mark Hamill shaved.
Yeah, he shaved. If you saw the picture of him shaved him in his shirt, I'm like, wow, he was in good shape. I mean, he looked good.
He lost 40 pounds or something like that.
And he trimmed up. Well, but man, when he had all like the scruffy beard, and so he had kind of a a wizened old man look, but like when it shaved it all off,
it was the same age that Obi-Wan Kenobi was.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting when you think about that? Yeah, when Alec Guinness did the original Star Wars, Mark Hamill, I think it's only like a couple years off, but I don't think it's the exact same age. But
it's close enough.
But it is really close, yes, to the how old Alec Guinness was when he did. So I think it's cool that he, you know, did the whole, you know, old Jedi look with the beard action.
But yeah, he looks great.
I didn't even realize, like, you know, I'm like, oh, they're making, because we haven't really heard anything or seen, like, really, really seen anything, in my mind is like, oh, they're still doing this, and but all of a sudden it's like, oh, we're done filming.
Well, the filming part, yes.
Now they're in post-production.
Well,
yeah, that means it's
well
take
I know.
That's what's going to take.
Graphics, you know, editing, sound.
I realize that.
It'll take a year for them to do that.
Yeah, well, yeah, they have to have it done in a year. But so,
and then they'll get callbacks and do like second shooting. You know, it always happens.
So also with more Star Wars news, so it has an official title now. So the title for Episode 7, it's going to be called The Force Awakens.
Force Awakens.
All right. What do you guys think?
I don't care.
Hey, you know what?
What's the big deal?
Who
cares?
It's so funny. You know, as soon as they announced it, the interweb exploded, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's such a terrible title. Well, you know what? Everybody said the same thing about every title that ever came out. It's like,
I think it wasn't necessarily, the Clone Wars. I don't think it was the title itself. I think it's just because it became a tweet joke. You know, and everybody had to make a joke of the title because
Star Wars updates because everybody posts it. Star Wars updates.
Yeah,
I think the title's fine. I think it's good.
I don't care.
I think it's better. I think it's better than what it.
Amen, Ryan.
I think it was originally rumored to be the Ancient Fear. I think that's what the rumor was at one point.
Is it Revenge of the Jedi or Return of the Jedi?
Right. And so, I like it. I'm good.
It'll work. Great.
I don't care what it's called. I'm still going to see it.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Even although, I saw all those stupid prequels.
Yeah, I did. Even after going to The Phantom Menace, I was still excited for Attack of the Clones.
Blu-rays.
I bought the Blu-rays. I bought the, you know. So I mean,
well, they did finally officially announce the uncut original release of
Blu-ray
Blu-ray. So they're doing Episode 4, 5, and 6. They officially
announced it
that they're going to do the theatrical release uncut.
Yeah, because nobody liked Lucas's tweaks.
Yeah, George Lucas's tweaks got so much flack that people were like, why can't I just get the original, not the re-edited? And so they're going to remaster it in Blu-ray, but not edit anything from the... So you're going to get the stormtrooper who hits their head. You're going to get...
I love it.
You know, you're going to get the Han shot first. You're going to get that sort of stuff.
Well, they never changed the stormtrooper that hit his head on the door.
Yeah, they did edit it out. In the Blu-ray.
Challenge.
Didn't they?
Challenge.
Okay.
Challenge flag.
No, they added a bunch of special effects.
Well, yeah, they added a bunch of special effects.
I haven't seen the new scenes on the Blu-ray yet. I got the Blu-ray for Christmas 2 years ago.
And it's still shrunk-wrapped, right?
Yeah.
Well, also with more Star Wars news is that Anthony Daniels, who plays C-3PO,
like anything that he says. Continue.
What? Really?
Okay, well, I'm just saying that he says that... Episode 7 is going to rival, if not be better than Empire Strikes Back, which is pretty much everyone's favorite Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, Anthony Daniels, he's a big jerk. That's all.
Huh.
Okay.
No, I have never met the man. However, I have a good friend who has met him and multiple times and never was impressed with his character and told me all kinds of crazy stories. They weren't crazy. They were just kind of like stories about how he was a jerk. So,
Yeah.
So I don't know. Oh. He could be really awesome, you know, because everybody has their own interpretation. Not everyone could get along with everyone.
That's true.
True.
But
still.
You know what? He's such a... I understand that he's excited, and I'm glad that he's excited, but this doesn't mean anything.
Nope. It's a tweet. People love to take a simple tweet of, you know, 130 characters or less and
blow it. Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because I wanted to shoot it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pull.
So... I think that the uncut original trilogy is just a rumor. Because because Disney doesn't own the rights to the original trilogy. They don't own the rights to distribution. It's still owned by 20th Century Fox.
Oh.
And so that's why I was surprised when you were saying, oh yeah, it's coming out. I was like, I don't think so, because 20th Century Fox still owns the distribution rights to
then
the original trilogy.
Then I got sucked in with the other quarter of the internet.
And I mean, a lot of people are asking now that Disney does own, you know, LucasArts, but unfortunately, LucasArts didn't own the distribution rights to the original trilogy.
But will Spider-Man be in an Avengers?
That I would love to see.
Robert Downey Jr. tweeted it or something?
Somebody said something about, you know, the possibility of it happening. And I think that Marvel could pay Sony enough money to say, hey, can we don't want to make a Spider-Man movie. We just want the rights to the character for this one film. You know, and I think that they would probably say, hey, yeah, you give us $50 million, we'll let you use Spider-Man for one of your
movies. Like $500 million.
Or whatever.
That's just stupid amounts of money for a cameo. Not worth it in my book.
Well,
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah.
No kidding, right?
Yeah. I just want to touch back really quick with Star Wars and Disney and 20th Century Fox that John was saying. How weird is it going to be at the beginning of this Star Wars movie not to have the 20th
Century Fox?
It's going to be the Disney castle instead.
Yeah. That,
how weird is that
going to
be?
Like, we're all expecting, no, never mind, it's not happening.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to happen this time.
Because I hear that, and then I think the Star Wars song.
Now,
yeah, exactly.
Right. Now it's going to be...
No. No,
like,
Disney does make it specific for each type of film. Think of Tron.
They do.
You know? So it's going to be something very appropriate, and everybody will go, oh, that was nice.
I don't know.
It's going to be Steamboat Willie.
Yeah. throwing his
But anyway, I was thinking about that the other day, and I was just like, that's just gonna be weird.
It'll be different, but everyone will get over it after about 5 minutes of film. All right.
Well, I mean,
you know,
as soon
it's kind
as
of
the crawl starts happening,
the crawl starts, people are gonna go, what was?
Oh,
what,
that's right. This is a Star Wars movie. That's right.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny. All the movie news that we have Star Wars news, we have Marvel news, and we even have Pixar news, but it's all
Disney.
Disney.
It's true.
Well, no. Superman, Batman.
We do have some Warner Brothers.
Well, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's just
first
of all, Toy Story 4 is coming out soon. Okay, next.
Next. All right.
Okay, no, wait. Seriously. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Hey, what
is it going to be? Is it going to be Andy's kids?
No, because right. But I think
just get it out, John.
I think the main thing that is really good about this is the fact that John Lasseter is doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so the original story writer.
So it's gonna be done well. It's not gonna be Cars 2. You know?
Okay, yeah.
It's not going to be Planes.
Planes, yeah.
It's, you know.
Well, Planes isn't Pixar.
Well, but Planes is Disney.
I know, but it's not. You know,
but
Pixar.
It's done in the same style.
But it's still, yeah.
I'm more excited for Incredibles 2.
Yeah, it's been 10 years since Incredibles came out.
Until we find out more information.
Well, you want to know what's really interesting? It's been 19 years since the original Toy Story.
That's weird.
The original Toy Story is older than my oldest daughter.
Oh, man.
But still younger than your oldest
son. Well, yeah, true, but...
Don't make him feel old.
Yeah. However, I mean, but it's been by the time Toy Story 4 comes out, the original story will be over 20 years old.
Well, it's I mean, Incredibles came out a year before my son was born.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Are they doing it simply so that they can make money?
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But is there a story?
That John Lasseter is taking it on to do it himself, I think that's pretty big. You know, he's like, I want to get this. I want to do this the right way. This is my baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. And so, you know, because for the longest time, he's just been kind of running things. Right. He hasn't actually done any directing or anything on his own. He's the reason why Disney is awesome nowadays. So, I mean, seriously,
he produces everything.
I mean, you look at what Disney's done just the last 10 years, you know, everything that's happened. And the reason why Disney is as big as they are, as far as their animation is concerned, is because of John Lasseter. And so for him to kind of take a step back and say, I'm going to do this myself. No, that's pretty big. So because of that reason, I think it's going to do very, very well.
So, Batman, Superman, Hans Zimmer, thank goodness, is doing the music for it because I love Hans Zimmer, but he's working with Junkie XL. Who is Junkie XL, you might ask?
Who is Junkie XL?
Me.
Well, he is starting to get... It's Ryan.
Good job, man.
He's starting to get more popular with doing movies himself. He recently did the Divergent movie. He has now done the Mad Max, the new Mad Max movie. And so he's working with Hans to do Superman versus Batman.
So what does he do for those films?
Music.
He's the composer.
Oh, okay.
He does all the music.
Oh yeah, I missed this.
So Hans Zimmer said that. Hans Zimmer told
to bring him in.
He told people that, you know, I'm gonna focus on Superman. Hans Zimmer said, and he's like, and the Junkie XL is gonna focus on Batman.
So
you know,
Batman's gonna have a little bit more
different.
Hard
if you need an example of what Junkie XL has done in the past, think Blade. In the opening scene of Blade, there's the club scene. That song in the club was created by Junkie XL, and it became worldwide famous.
Help.
Okay.
I'll have to watch that movie again.
I remember it was a cool techno song, but
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Hans Zimmer. His music is cool,
awesome
for the film. It works for watching the film.
Yeah,
listening to the soundtrack, it's just like
it doesn't sound like orchestration.
The songs are broken; they don't end.
It's not classical music. It's film.
Switch between two different styles in one song. It's just like. And the biggest gripe I have, and it seems to work with the film. When you watch the film, it's supposed to evoke an emotion, and it does that well. But my biggest problem is that there's no strong reoccurring theme, no theme music. I mean, you can listen to it and go, oh, yeah, that's kind of Captain America, and that's kind of Man of Steel. But
I can tell when I hear Hans Zimmer's music, though.
It's not strong, though. It's not... John Williams Superman or John Williams Star Wars. It's not John Williams.
Well,
but John Williams is doing the music for Star Wars Episode
7. John Williams is the man.
Yeah. So
it doesn't have to be John Williams, but it's just heroes have to be iconic, and there's nothing more iconic than a theme song.
That's true.
That's true. I'll agree with that. All right.
That was a whole other conversation. Next.
So, since we're talking about Marvel and well, I'm...
Oh, let's talk about the weirdest Marvel news of the week.
Yeah.
So weird.
Apparently, Marvel announced that they're doing a Attack on Titan crossover.
So it's the actual Avengers.
Yes. Fighting
with
a fighting titan in New York City.
That means somebody's going to get eaten.
And apparently,
that's the thing. Like the Attack on Titan is way more graphic than anything that Marvel does, and so it's just like. They're going to have to either tone it down or step it up.
It's only going to be available in Japan. It's not a Western release. It's going to be – it's only being done because, you know, the studio, the Attack on Titan studio made the deal in order for this crossover to happen. And it's – I think it's only going to be like – one or two issues or something like that. It's just a one shot. It's like the Marvel
universe thing. Yeah, it's a what if.
It's still weird.
Yeah. but that's why it's just Japanese release.
Yeah. Well, while you guys are kind of, you know, there's that layer of confusion of like, how is this going to happen? I look at it from a historic point of view. This is historic because this is the first time a Western comic company has combined with an Eastern manga company to create a crossover.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first comic to manga crossover in history. That's huge. That means that there is a possibility that there might be
more
additional crossovers in the future. Some of these crossovers could be epic. You could actually get the true, you know, Dragon Ball Z Superman crossover that everybody always jokes about, or you could get, you know, other series, you know, that are out there and have fun with them. So it would be hopeful that this at least makes a historic, you know, mark in the comic book and manga world.
Yeah. So, anyway, so there's that. But then also Marvel finally revealed the whole reason why they've been putting out all of these little teaser covers from all of these different events, these historical Marvel events. So it's going to be Secret Wars Battlegrounds. And what that is, for those that may not be aware of what the original Secret Wars Battleground was, the character – the Beyonder, who was like the big guy, bad guy from the original Secret Wars event.
The big gray-headed guy. Isn't that the Beyonder?
No.
He's just a dude in a white jumpsuit.
Yeah, he's just like he's like a white. Anyway,
okay,
so he created a world specifically where all of these different – like characters from all of these different universes could come and battle in order to see who really was like the best. So that's what this is. So all of these teaser, if you watch the Secret War Battleground trailer, it kind of shows like this map where each of these events, like Planet Hulk is assigned to one area, and
the Civil War
is to another, and Age of Ultron versus Marvel Zombies is to another. So all of these different events are laid out on this map, and then it becomes this world. And so that's what this is all about. So apparently this whole Secret Wars Battleground is just a a recreation of what had occurred at one point already, but now they're doing it with all of the newer universes.
How do they decide who wins? Do all the writers and, you know, get in a room and roll dice to see who wins?
Yeah, pretty much.
Paper, rock, scissors.
Paper, rock, scissors, lizard, fuck.
Yeah, right?
So, you know that reminds...
It, right?
It reminds me of... you know, it's still Marvel, but with the X-Men, when Mojo would bring people into to battles, you know, like Longshot and
it's
all
similar,
those stuff.
Yeah.
What I think is really, really interesting, though, is that DC just announced their big event coming out next year, and it's almost the exact same concept as the Secret Wars battleground, where this big main character is bringing all of these multiverses together in order to make them fight each other.
It's but like, you know what could be really funny though is that for all we know, DC could have had this concept first. But then Marvel just revealed
it. Or
the
other way around.
And
what if they're working together?
I was going to say, they're probably working together.
Another JLA Avengers crossover, just like in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That wasn't as cool as
No.
So.
I just thought it was really interesting that, like.
Or maybe they're ramping up for the Marvel DC battle.
Yeah,
DC needs to change something because their New 52
sucks.
I don't know. I'd like to see the numbers.
Some of the titles are good.
It started strong, but now it's dying.
Well, I know the Batmans are still cool.
Yeah,
but the Batman is relatively unchanged.
Right.
Yeah.
And they didn't change like his origin.
Superman
story.
Is like completely
change.
Different.
Right. Wonder Woman's different.
I'm okay with the Wonder Woman. I actually like the Wonder Woman.
The new Wonder Woman, yeah.
Yeah, but the new change to Aquaman's good because he's actually cool now.
What? Well, he was never not cool. God.
He talks to fish.
I don't talk to fish. Fish can't talk.
It needs some work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what's going on with the DC. You know, maybe they're using this event to maybe bring back some of the lost continuity, and you know, maybe kind of get rid of some of the New 52 that's not working, and bring in some old stuff that was. And I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But they definitely can't just say, oh, New 52 is over. We're going back to the way that it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And be like, everybody, it's like, what?
What?
So they'll lose way too many readers if they do that, because they gained quite a bit of new readers with the New 52, and that was the point. But they made a lot of the old school loyalists pretty upset.
Well, on that point, time for Geeky Trivia! Ooh. All right, John's in charge.
Who has it? All right.
It's me. So this week we're going to do video game protagonists.
Yeah!
So,
going to lose.
So, okay, we could do it one of two different ways. I can either give you the name of the game, and then you tell me the character from the game, or I will tell you the character and you tell me the game they're from.
Okay.
Let's do the name the game and we'll name the character.
Why don't you mix it up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Mix it up.
Hold on, wait until my cuckoo clock is done.
All right.
Cuckoo.
So when you say protagonist, are you referring to main character or bad guy?
Bad guy would be the antagonist.
Okay.
Come on.
I fail.
All right. Okay. Mass Effect.
Shepard.
Commander Shepard.
All right. Good job, Ryan.
Oh, come on. I said Commander.
Commander Shepard.
Mass Effect.
I'm just kidding.
Ryan again.
Let's see. Now, okay, some of these you may not know, and that's okay.
All right.
Okay.
Mirror's Edge.
Oh, what's her face?
I don't.
Like it's like Maya or something. I don't
her
know.
Her name is
Faith.
Ooh,
Faith.
Barry pulls it out. Woo!
her name is Faith.
I don't know how you pulled that one out. All right. Yeah. Gears of War.
Oh, what's his name?
Rock? No. That's...
No.
I have a feeling I'm not going to do well at this.
Peter?
Yeah, right?
Peter. No, his name is Marcus Fenix.
Marcus.
Ah, oh, Marcus.
Yes.
All right.
Never played it.
Let's see. Okay,
so far, none of
some
these
of these
I've played.
No, some of these could be total gimmies, I guess. Spyro the Dragon.
Spyro.
Yeah, it's like, really? Okay. Name the protagonist from Castlevania.
Alucard.
Alucard is correct.
Oh.
Woo!
Good job, Mike. There you go, Mike. There you go.
Yay.
That's because it's a classic.
Yeah.
A classic that I didn't know.
Right.
I mean, I know what Castlevania is, but I didn't know the...
Fatal Fury.
Ooh. Oh.
Jackson. Isn't it the blonde guy with the baseball cap?
Yes. What's his name?
I don't know.
Jack. I don't know. It's like Jax or something. I don't know.
Terry Bogard.
Wow, I was way off.
All right. Now, this could be, I'll take multiple answers for this one. Street Fighter.
Ryu.
Ken. Chun-Li.
Chun-Li. Ken. Okay.
Blanca.
Those are the
Dawson.
Main ones.
Zangief.
They always
Bison.
Are the main ones, though.
Okay, well, if you think Bison of them as... if you think of the protagonists from Street Fighter 2...
The main three are Ryu, Ken, and Chun-Li.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And Guile.
Well, yeah. Guile. That cheap bum.
All right. This is a more recent one. I don't know if you guys played this or not, but name the protagonist from The Walking Dead, the game.
Oh, the game.
Oh.
Carl.
Isn't it
just kidding.
Isn't it a kid, though?
There is a kid, but that's not the main protagonist.
I don't know.
I haven't played it.
She's the main in season two, season one. But.
Sophia?
Oh, okay.
No. Okay, his name is Lee Everett.
Lee yeah. Everett.
And you're,
is he
you're
gonna
thinking
be
of,
in the new Walking Dead show?
You're thinking of the girl's. Her name is Clementine. Just so you know. Okay.
Gotcha.
Brutal Legend.
The Jack Black.
Yeah, but what's his character's name?
Oh crap.
That's why I was like, I don't know his character's name.
I don't know. What is his name?
Eddie Riggs.
Eddie Riggs.
A.K.A. Jack Black.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Battletoads.
Oh.
The Toads?
Yeah, but what are their names?
Were
Do they have names?
They have names.
Donatello.
Eddie and Chris.
No. Nope.
Bob.
The three Toads are Rash, Pipple, and Zitz.
That's right.
Zitz.
Man, all right. That game was awesome.
StarCraft.
It's another
the
one
Marines
I didn't play.
And the Zerg.
Protoss.
Who was the protagonist? Who was?
Space Marines?
Especially, okay, StarCraft 2 especially.
I didn't play either of them.
Jim Raynor.
Well, no, I played StarCraft, but I don't think I finished the storyline.
Let's
Got
see.
Bored.
How about Oh, here's one. Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Mrs. Pac-Man.
See, some of these is like, okay, how can I say, okay, Skyrim.
I didn't play that either.
Dang.
The dragon Lord
Dragon,
guy.
Dragonborn, but what?
But what was his name?
I don't know. I know, but I can't think of it.
Dovahkiin.
Jason.
Dovahkiin, yeah.
Dovahkiin. All right.
Novocaine?
Yes.
Yep.
BioShock.
Big sister, little sister.
No, what was the what was the protagonist's name?
The
Elizabeth.
Don't know.
Jack.
Jack.
Okay,
Jack.
Just kid Jack. Icarus.
Icarus kid.
Kid Icarus. Yeah, Icarus.
Nope.
Nope.
What was his name?
Oh,
Pitt. Barry got it.
Pitt. Wow.
Yep, that's what's his name. Okay,
what are you looking at?
Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Mike Tyson.
Little Mike?
Ike?
Little Joe.
Pete? No.
Little Steve.
Little Joe.
Oh, come on. Little Mac.
Yeah. Yay. Mike pulled it out.
I had to think about it.
All right. I don't know if you guys... I knew this because I played this game, but Dishonored?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the alien one.
No.
Oh.
No, this
is the steampunk... First-person shooter. His name is Corvo.
Corvo.
Let's see. Double Dragon.
What were their names?
The brothers.
They were brothers.
Steve and Peter.
No. Billy and Jimmy Lee.
Billy and Jimmy.
Okay, Ghosts and Goblins.
The Knight?
Yeah, the Knight.
What was his name? Peter.
Sir Warwick.
Ooh, Sir something.
George.
No, it's not Sir George. Sir Arthur.
Arthur.
Of course.
Should have just went with the classic.
Okay, who was the protagonist in Darksiders 2?
War? No.
That was one.
Death
is correct.
Cool. Never played those either.
Oh, they're so good. I haven't played the second one, but the first one I really liked. It's very Legend of Zelda-esque. Duke Nukem.
Duke. Yeah.
Gotta be quick. Let's see. Star Wars: The Force Unleashed.
Starkiller
is correct. Can you give me his other name?
No.
Galen Merrick.
Galen Merrick.
That's right.
Okay. Little Big Planet.
Oh.
Sackboy. That's correct. Okay. How about Contra?
Gee, I don't know their names.
Jake and Bob.
Bill Reiser and Lance Bean.
Bill and Lance.
Okay, Kingdom Hearts.
Sora.
Good
Sora.
Job, Michael. That one was for you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Yoshi's Island.
Yoshi.
Hey.
I'm not too slow.
Okay, name the protagonist. There was technically really only one in Mortal Kombat.
Lee.
No, close.
What? Is it Raiden then?
No.
Oh, okay, no. It's the Lee guy, the Bruce Lee guy.
Yeah, but what was his name?
It was
the
Johnny.
No,
Cash. No,
no.
Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage. Sorry, yeah.
I'm gonna beat myself
up when I hear it. Yes, you are.
No,
Jimmy Choo.
Luke Cage.
Good job.
King.
I'll get that to you.
Yay! Good job.
You know, I actually had to think of it in the announcer's voice.
because I couldn't think of the names, but I could think of the sound.
Okay. The Witcher.
Oh gosh.
The Witcher. You know these games,
what's
Mike.
Name?
I
don't know.
It's been a long time since I played it.
What's his name?
I can't remember.
Geralt.
What
Geralt?
Awesome game though. All the Witcher games are just amazing.
Okay. That's too generic.
Sonic.
The Hitman series.
Ooh, what's his name?
Pitman?
Bald guy. That's a guy I can cosplay.
Oh, Hitman. 99?
That's right.
Nope. All I need is a
yeah, wasn't he
red
a number?
Tie and a black suit.
Yeah, isn't he he's serial...
He's got a barcode on him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Barcode Bill.
Number 9.
24601.
Agent 47.
47.
Oh, you're close, okay. Numbers.
Let's see. Grim Fandango.
Grim?
No.
It's this is an older one.
The hyena dude.
No.
What's his no? What you, yeah. No, the skull?
Ed
the
Edward.
Skeleton guy?
Yes.
Ed. Dead Ed.
Manny Calavera.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, the Dark Star Wars Dark Forces series.
No, haven't played that either.
Old school Star Wars games.
Yeah, first person shooter.
I don't know that one.
Kyle Katarn.
Thank you.
I
played it. Familiar. I remember okay. I played it, but
Let's see, Splinter Cell.
Ooh.
Duh.
I don't know. We're terrible.
What's his name?
Green-eyed Bill.
I am not a gamer.
No, Sam Fisher.
This is how it makes
Sam
me
Fisher.
This Fisher. Makes me feel like I don't play video games. Gosh.
Okay. Deus Ex.
The robot arm guy.
Robot arm
guy. In the original Deus Ex, the protagonist's name was J.C. Denton.
J.C. Denton.
All right. The Thief series.
Thief.
I don't know either. I never played those
Garrett.
Ones. Garrett.
That first one. Wow, man. The first one came out years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Years ago. Infamous.
This lightning guy.
He has a name.
Lightning Lad.
Lightning Lad.
I even played and finished that one, too.
Like it is a classic
character.
DC here. It is.
That's so funny. Cole McGrath.
Cole. I even played that
okay.
one.
Okay. Name the other protagonist from Castlevania.
Dracula?
No.
Cards.
No, shoot.
Brother.
Valmont.
No, Belmont.
It's Belmont.
But what's the first name?
John.
Oh.
Simon. Simon Belmont.
Simon Belmont.
Dang it. Star Fox.
Star Fox. The Fox.
Fox.
Fox. Fox.
Star.
Fox
Star.
What?
Do
Fox.
A barrel roll.
I need a full name.
Fox.
Fox.
In socks.
Fox.
Trot.
Star?
Fox.
Fox.
McCloud.
Fox McCloud.
All right. Let's see. Devil May Cry.
The.
Oh, gosh, I played this one, too.
Bayonetta.
Dante.
Harry. Oh. Woo, somebody scored, finally. All right. Let's see. Ninja Gaiden.
That guy had a name?
Bill.
Don't know.
I know.
Bobby.
That's what I think. It's like, I'm supposed to remember the characters' names? Oh, yeah.
Ryu. Ryu Hayabusa.
Oh, it was Ryu.
Oh, dang it.
See, when you say it, I remember.
Okay.
Gosh, I'm terrible with names, apparently.
Dead Space.
Never played Daedric. That one.
Isaac Clarke.
Okay, two more.
Do you know where they got that name from?
Isaac Asimov and Clarke.
Arthur C. Clarke.
Arthur C. Clarke, yeah.
That's right. Chrono Trigger.
Oh.
Billy Brab. Bathgate. I don't know.
What was the protagonist's name from Chrono Trigger? Come on, you guys.
Oh, gosh.
Link?
It's been so long since I've played.
I've never played Chrono Trigger, so
his
I don't
name
know.
Was Chrono. You guys are fired.
I am.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just tired.
All right, we just got a few more. Time to wrap up. Oddworld.
I apologize to all the listeners out there that we can't remember.
Abe.
Who said that? Good job,
Ryan. Odyssey.
Woo.
Yeah.
Okay. God of War.
Kratos.
Woo.
Kratos.
Good job, Ryan.
Dang it.
You're already ahead. You're going to win.
I think I have like 2 points.
Okay. Let's be fair. Mass Effect is Commander Shepard's story, but who's the coolest character for Mass Effect?
Garrus.
That's right. Woo! I'll give you that. All right. Resident Evil 2.
Which
two.
One?
Barry.
He was also in 4.
Red,
and
red,
6.
Red? Red.
No.
Rick?
No.
James?
No.
I don't know. Is it the dude?
Yeah, it's a dude.
Yeah, what's his name?
Leon Kennedy.
That's not
Leon.
Who I was thinking.
Leon.
Monkey Island.
Guybrush.
Yes! Woo! I'll give you an extra point if you can remember his last name.
Guybrush Flitch?
No.
Guybrush. It's like something.
Threepwood.
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 All right, Tomb Raider.
Lorecroft.
Lorecroft.
Ooh, I think.
That was Ryan.
I think that was Ryan. Yeah.
Oh, what?
I'm going to have to give it to Ryan. Halo.
Master Chief.
Master Chief.
Okay, Barry got that one. Assassin's Creed.
Alistair.
Don't know. Never played it.
Okay, I'll accept. That's.
Isn't that the very first Assassin's Creed? Is Alistair?
That's
Alistair.
Not really, his name's really close.
Alucard?
No,
I'm kidding.
What do you have written down there?
It's Altair.
Altair? Oh.
Okay, but the other character from the rest of the series after Altair was Ezio from Italy. Okay.
Mm.
Half-Life.
Oh. The guy with
what?
The glasses. The glasses guy.
Oh, you guys are so fired.
I don't remember people's names like that. I can't. Dr.
Somebody. Okay. Gordon
Bob.
Freeman.
Gordon Freeman. Okay. Freeman.
You guys. Metroid.
Samus.
Samson.
Okay.
Yes.
I think Ryan got that one.
In your face.
Mario.
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 Yeah, I got
one.
Yay. Oh, my gosh.
Uncharted.
Nathan Drake.
Good job, Barry. Metal Gear.
Snake.
Snake.
Good job. Legend of Zelda.
Link.
Yay,
ooh.
I got another one.
I don't know. I heard a 3-way tie on that one.
You heard Ryan first, though.
I'm going to give each of you a point. All right.
Last one.
Final Fantasy VII.
Cloud.
Yes, good job.
That
all
would
right.
be embarrassing if Michael didn't get that.
All right.
That would have been pretty bad. I'm an RPG guy, and there wasn't a lot of RPG questions.
All right. So in the end, it all kind of evened up pretty close. Michael had 8. Ryan had 11. And Barry had 14.
Yeah!
Not bad.
Suck it!
What, I'm actually surprised I got 8. It boils down to the fact that I start remembering the characters as me. I did that.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I'm the greatest protagonist in video
games. What are you talking about? Well, I'm the one who saved the world. I just happen to be controlling this little figure on the screen.
Well, a lot of times you can change the characters' names, too. That's true. So you're just like, I named it this guy.
Yeah, well, like, I don't know. I don't know who Chrono was, but my guy's name
I know
was
who
Bibbly
Peter.
Bibbly.
Yeah, but Peter was awesome.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'd like to thank Doghouse Systems for their affiliation, of course. And also, you can use the code CLOSETGEEK for double the RAM on your purchase. And go to our website. Use the Amazon link for all your shopping needs. Christmas is just around the corner, after all.
The goose is getting fat. Please do put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got
Christmas
a penny,
is coming, the
penny
Christmas is getting fat.
If you haven't
please
got
do put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny,
Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Please do put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny.
Michael, stop picking the pen.
Thanks, guys, for listening to The Closet Geek. You can find us at theclosetgeek.net and also on our Facebook, Twitter pages. And also, you can email us all your questions and anything you'd like to tell us at theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.